Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that is meant just for you. We talk about the Akashic Records. We bring forth messages from the Akasha. And this program is dedicated to you, and it's dedicated to your growth. And naturally, when you grow, I grow. So it's maybe the better way to say it is, it's dedicated to our growth, for we truly are one. And growth it's not to say we're not where we need to be. That is, the comment there about growth is not about our being less than we are. But as we move forward, we expand ourselves. We move into more of a knowing and more of a light. And through the Akashic Record field, and through the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and lords of the Akasha that work with us, we are able to access deeper and more profound information at all times. And so that's what this program is devoted to. Last night, there was a teleconference for the purpose of realigning our starseed intention. And what happened yesterday was very interesting because I felt I was going to spend a good part of the day in meditation preparing for this workshop or for this call. And instead, I spent the day in the hospital with a severe case of vertigo. Getting back to my home at 8:30 in the evening, and the call was at 9. And so what was very interesting is I could not figure out what that was all about. Actually, it wasn't for me to figure out anyway. What I have known today and what I have realized today is that the information that was brought forward last night was, as was expressed in the call, a foundation. This is a time for our starseed awareness to expand. And we need to remember, and you're probably hearing this from many, many sources, but the more that we hear it, the more we integrate it. And so what's important here now is to know that it is our time to truly move into our awareness, our knowingness of the ones of what we came here to do. Many of us, and many of the people I work with, have a feeling of disconnection. They're not sure why they came. They feel that they're on the outside looking in. And this feeling or these attitudes need to shift. And the way that shifts is through choice. And what's important to understand is that I was given a choice yesterday, a very large choice. Because I spent the day in the hospital, I could have chosen to disconnect from spirit and say, what is wrong with you guys? Why did you do this to me? You know, you told me to do this call, and here I am. I'm in the hospital. I can't prepare. And I could have really moved into a victim stance of moving into a place of feeling that I had failed or the universe had failed me. I mean, there's a myriad of things that I could have been feeling. And quite frankly, there was a time where I said, I don't understand, as I said even earlier in the program, I don't understand why the universe would ask me to do this. There were so many people signed up for the class, the call, and I feel like I'm being prevented from doing my work. And within a second, while I was there in the hospital, I was told to just trust that it wasn't important for me to know. It was important for me to rest and to sleep. And that's exactly what I did yesterday. Yesterday, While I was in the hospital, I spent the majority of time sleeping. Today, I spent the majority of the day just being, not really focusing on anything, almost unable to focus on anything, until right before the program, maybe an hour before the program, I was able to move into some type of a focused thought, and not thoughts that I was creating, by the way. It's thoughts that I was receiving. And so what I'm very clear on is that that my intention, my star seed intention, my realignment of my star seed intention began yesterday as I slept. And the episode, and it was considered an episodic event of vertigo. They couldn't find a reason why. There's nothing wrong with me. CAT scan of the brain, CAT scan of the belly, I'm fine. Blood work was fine. They couldn't figure out what caused it. Well, I know what caused it. It was the universe's way of putting me flat on my back so I wouldn't stress and try to conjure or worry about anything. They put me out. And so I want you to consider in your life, how have you been taken out in order for you to become aware? How have you been knocked to your knees in order to see better from that perspective? What does the universe look like when you're on your knees looking up? What does the universe look like when you're standing straight and looking forward? What does the universe look like when you refuse to look back on any past experiences that have not served you? And when you begin to move into that knowing, when you begin to move into that being, we are now in the process, and you will begin the process of remembering who you truly are. For it's never been about not fitting in. That's an emotional feeling, and I'm not negating that, and I'm not negating the sadness, I'm not negating the angst, I'm not negating the pain. That is not what the record keepers are saying here. What they are saying is that was your experience, it no longer has to be. Because now it's time for us to do our remembering of the magnificence of which we came from and the magnificence of which we are. It's about moving into that field of divinity that has everything to do with the trust of the divine. We need to remember that we are more than this shape that we have decided to try to fit our light into. And I say try to fit our light into because our light doesn't fit in these bodies. That's why we are light beings. That's why we are starseed children. We put ourselves, our light, we don these robes, if you will, of flesh, literally as barriers to who we are, so we could then have the joy and the fun and the experience of remembering. And I know there are folks out there that say that makes absolutely no sense. Why would I choose this life? It's a painful life. And I have to tell you, I don't know. I don't know what your personal journey is. I don't have an answer for you. Only you have answers for you. And it came forth today. It came forth today when I was moving in and out of my own records that the record keepers have told me that my job is not to fix you. I do believe we all have answers inside of us. It's the questions that trip us up. My job is to help and guide you to find your questions that will open up the answers within you, the answers in your heart. That's what this program is all about. The program is helping you find your questions that will lead you to your answers. That's what the Akashic Records do. Consultations are based 100% on your questions. And it doesn't make any difference if your questions are right or wrong. It's the intention of asking them that gets us to the right area of the records. However, what we want to talk about tonight is your memories. What we want you to do is remember. We want you to remember choosing to move in to density. And for that reason, for that experience, the record keepers are going to present a meditation to help you remember your reason for moving into density. Now, this has not been prepared ahead of time. This is totally the record keeper speaking to you, as this whole program is. I rarely write anything down. I open up my records. The producer, Don, calls me, and we're on. And this information comes forward in purity for you. For you who have committed to listen. So at night, right now, I'd like you to get comfortable. If you're working on your computer, I'd like you to stop for a moment. Put the mouse down and just listen. If you're driving and somehow you've got this on while you're driving, try to pick a spot and pull over just for a moment. It's not going to be long. This is important for you to hear, but it's more important for you to experience. So I'd like you just to take a moment and get comfortable. Ground yourself in whatever way is comfortable for you. Some people want to have their feet flat on the floor. Other people want to be in a lotus position. However, please do uncross your legs and arms unless you're in a lotus position. This is a grounding meditation of remembering. This is a meditation of integration. This is a meditation for you to weave your current circumstances with your other choices, the other parts of you that are waiting to give you the answers. And so now I'd like you just to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes and move into a state of sacredness. Whatever that is for you. I'd like you to imagine a clear, beautiful ball of light that's floating right to you. And as you cup your hands right in front of your heart, that beautiful ball of light comes right to you. And you're holding that light. And you're holding that beautiful light, that divine light, in the palms of your hands. And as you start looking at that beautiful orb, that beautiful ball of light, you see that it begins to look like planet Earth. And you begin to expand your consciousness and your knowing to a place of being. Notice that that ball of light contains all the information from the Earth from the time of its inception, beyond the millennia, beyond the galactic formation, beyond the multitudes of times it has formed. You are holding ancient, holy, sacred knowledge in the form of Mother Earth in your two hands. Taking a deep breath and allowing that beautiful orb, that beautiful globe of light, to speak to you, to call to you, to infuse you with a knowing of remembering. See the jewel that it is that you're holding in your energetic etheric hands. Feel your heart connection to the possibilities that are there for you by incarnating on this planet. Remember your love. Remember your intention. Remember your game. Because the game is your rules. You made the rules up. This is the time for you to remember the most precious information, the most important pieces, because it's at this time of your life that you asked to be reminded of who you are. And each one that is listening has been asked to be reminded at this time, at this place. You have the opportunity to move into the light of your soul and experience the oneness of that intelligent, divine being that you are. Allow that light to fill you. Allow your path to be illuminated. Allow the screens to come up and look as they show the different possibilities that are available to you in your life right now. And with the deepest intention, the deepest cry of wanting, ask to remember the feeling of who you are. Remember the feeling of who you are now. putting your hands to your heart. Moving deeply into gratitude. Thanking the divine. For this experience, for this connection, and for this knowing. Taking a nice deep breath. Oh. Namaste. And at this point, if you have a journal or something to write on, you may want to jot down what came to you. Although it is edged in your heart, the knowing is there for you. Back to the planet whenever you're ready, knowing that you have all that you need here. So I'd like to open up the lines for anyone who needs some extra help, or who has a comment, or another question for the Akashic Records. The number you can call in is 415-762-1161. You can also email questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com. It's Akashic Wisdom, same way the show is spelled. AKA SHICWISDOM. This is Donna Fox, and I'm ready and waiting for your call. We've had some email questions, and as soon as my computer decides to cooperate with me, we will read them to you. One of the issues that we have in reestablishing our starseed intention within ourselves is that we many times feel very lonely. And what I would like to share with you is that loneliness needs to be examined. Because the loneliness is a feeling of separation. And when we feel separate, we feel the aloneness, but we also come from a place of lack. We come from a place of feeling, again, separate, which is uncomfortable. And so what you want to ask yourself is, how does this feeling serve me? Because notice that when you're feeling lonely, you're feeling that the desire for companionship. And what you tell yourself is, why don't I have someone to love? Or why don't I have more friends? Or why don't I have the perfect romantic partner? And the question needs to be phrased differently in order to be able to move out of that place of lack. Because as long as you keep saying it that way, you're going to keep getting the same thing. So you need to rephrase it differently. So one of the questions is why am I totally free from my past? Why am I totally free of my story of struggle? Why am I totally free of feeling separate? Why did my lover finally come to me in the perfect time and the perfect place? And these are not about you answering those questions. This is just about you really moving in to that feeling of trust and knowing. Now, the starseed realignment and the starseed intention is about creating a community where we can support each other and where we can move into a place of knowing with each other, where we can empower each other. And because we have the internet now, we never have to be alone. I'm in the process of setting up a website. Haven't done it yet, but I have the domain name. And I'm letting Spirit guide me, because I'm going to need a webmaster and I'm going to need different types of software to be able to create the right kind of website so we all never have to be alone again. So we can tap in and be there with each other. It's almost like a, well, I'm not going to say what it's like, because it's not like anything that's out there yet. It's similar, but better, different. I don't even know. I'm just trusting the information will come to me. And the right people will come to me. Is there a caller on the line? I thought I heard something before. Nope, no caller. Okay. So, the purpose of our community is to, it's funny because this email came from a lovely lady by the name of Lisa, and because I had asked, what are your intentions and desires? And the first part that she wrote was beautiful, because it is exactly what the intention of this community is. It's to unite with new, special, true, mutual, compatible, and deeply connected beings dedicated to loving, wonderful new friends and finding loving, creative collaborators to assist. We want to assist all of you in being consistently aligned and expressing divine love in all the different ways that can be expressed in life. We want to support you in being productive easily and comfortably. We want to help you find your passion. We want to help you find your inspiration. We want to be able to help you find your fun and really move into the connection, not just the telepathic connection, but the real and the energetic connection. We want to be able to support, honor, and reward you for all the things that you want in your life, and support you in finding them. Now, these are tall orders, but I believe that with Spirit with us, with the Divine on our side, with the Divine helping us remember, we can create magnificently this heaven on earth. And we're in the right place and the right time for it right now. So maybe there are some folks out there that have some suggestions of what they would like to see. Okay. So we do have a question. This person wants to know, why she feels stuck and unable to sustain producing her creative work. Why do I feel stuck and unable to sustain producing my creative work and establish a career? Okay. Okay, so Lisa, this is a different Lisa, I think. Yes, it is. I want you to understand that you're dealing with fear here, and you're dealing with a lack of trust of self. And the lack of trust of self comes forward from a place of what I'm hearing is it was an uncomfortable relationship with a woman when you were younger. There's something about not trusting yourself because of a relationship with a woman, and this is not necessarily a romantic relationship. This is a mentor or mother type of relationship where you felt you did not feel supported, you did not feel nurtured, and for whatever reason, this has come forward to make you fearful from taking the next step. There's also what I'm receiving here is that the best way for you to move forward, the best way for you to move into really allowing your creative work to be seen is to literally have a conversation with the work itself. And the work itself needs to know that it does not have to stay with you in order to nurture you. In fact, you're creating it so that it will move out from you into the universe, either through different channels, through an individual, but that your creation, that you are ready to release your creation. There's a birthing process here that is very important. In order for you to create, you need to be willing to release. Creations cannot be held tightly. Creations must breathe. No matter what the creative work is, it needs to be able to grow and evolve and then move away from the creator. In our case, when we came and extended from source, many of us feel separated rather than extension. What you need to know about your work is as you extend your work out and someone else owns it or someone else finds benefit from it, it's about you holding that light and knowing that you have done your job well. Remember that all creations, even though they may go to someone else, still have a connection with you because you were its creator. You're the mother of that creation. You birthed it. And as far as establishing a career, first of all, you have to decide deeply in your heart what it is you truly want to do because you are really somehow you're conflicted between the shoulds and the want-tos, between the shoulds and I must. So one of the things you want to look at, and this again, these questions might be from one person, but ladies and gentlemen, these questions are for all of you. When you're deciding and trying to create a career, you have to become very clear about what brings you joy. What is that really wakes you up when you start working it? What is it that really makes your heart sing? Now there's a comment here that's very important, and this goes for people who are looking for a love relationship, looking for a job, looking for a home, whatever it is. When you're searching, for the perfect environment, for the perfect situation, for the perfect person at the time. You must come from a place of love, not desperation. You must come from a place of joy, a place of excitement, of passion, of wanting to share, rather than a place of desperation. So when it comes to finding, moving into a career or a job, it's going to be very important that you come from a place of wanting to know more, wanting to serve, coming from a place of love and gratitude, rather than, I gotta find a job because I gotta get some money. If you're interviewing with the attitude, I've got to find a job and I've got to get some money, it's going to be hard to find, quote unquote, a job. Because you're carrying an energy of desperation, and you're also carrying an energy of lack, and you're carrying an energy of flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, flight. So what happens, somehow the interviewer of the job knows, or they may not even be conscious of it, but they feel there's a desperation there, and people are afraid to hire desperate people for fear that as soon as they're offered more money, they'll be gone. No employer truly wants to be the stepping stone for anyone, even though that happens, and they're aware that it happens. They don't like to think about it, and they don't want to hire somebody with that obvious energy. So the idea of a career has everything to do with what you truly want to do and who you truly want to be. Who do you truly want to be in your career, in your new career or the career you have? Who do you want to be? And what do you have to do in order to get to where you want to be? Remember, we were talking about the questions. These are the questions we're talking about. These are the questions you need to answer for yourself. You need to say, what does my environment look like in my new career? What do I want my environment to look like? What does it feel like to be in this place, in my new career? What does it feel like? You have to create the feeling first before you can create the vision. And the feeling needs to come, again, from a place of love, joy, excitement, passion, not from a place of desperation, lack, and fear. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much for your question. And it's great. If somebody else has a question, they can call in. You can call in again at 415-762-1161. And I invite you, Lisa, if you'd like to call in and ask any questions about what we just said to you, you're welcome to call in and ask for clarity if you'd like some. That's just fine. Just fine. Your last name will not be used on the air, by the way. We wouldn't really want to maintain all of your privacy. So I want to also share with you that the next community call for the Starseed realignment and the Starseed intention will be on February 23rd. That's a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. And I know that's kind of hard for folks in the Pacific time, but that's what time the record keepers gave me. So it's February 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I will email the people who already emailed me and send that out. And if there's anyone out there that was not on the call but wants to be on the next call, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay? All right. Oh, and so Lisa has actually responded. She wants to know how do I release the fear, self-doubt now from my mother's neglect, lack of nurturing, support, annihilation, to proceed in ease and inspire joy? Lisa, I don't know how old you are, but you're old enough to use a computer and listen to this program, and you're old enough to want a career. Is this Lisa on the line right now? Hello? Okay, just hold on. Let me answer this question. I'll be right with you, okay? Hold on. So all I want you to know, Lisa, is that you have a choice. And here's your choice. Your choice is to stay stuck with the fear and doubt. The other way is you can journal it out. And this is very clear. And it was like, this is not a cookie cutter answer. Again, you know, you email me a question, and I have to give you an answer based on not even hearing your vibration. But the record keepers want you to know that if you've suffered this long with these problems, this fear, then it's time for you to get to talk to someone. And if you can't afford it, then you need to call me. I'm not suggesting you call me for a consultation instead of going to a therapist. I'm suggesting that you, if you can, get to a therapist, and if you can't, because these are problems that you have held on to for too long. And you keep going around and around in the stuckness. Now, I understand. What they're saying is you're hearing this and you're very angry because you don't know how to release it. And it's very hard for me to explain to you how to release what you're feeling unless I talk to you. So I'm inviting you to call me offline, and I will help you, because there's more to this than what I can deal with right now. And I'm going to go to my caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Yes, I'm here.
Hi. I've never been on your call before, so I don't exactly know what you do. Do you do Akashic Record readings, or how do you work with people?
Well, have you listened to the show so far this evening, or are you just turning in?
Just a little while ago.
Okay. So I typically do Akashic Record consultations, both on the show as well as offline. And the consultations are based 100% on your questions. I typically need the person's current legal name, so people typically email me their current legal name so I can move into that. And the other thing that I do is that we're working with the Akashic Records from a place of the here and now rather than futures. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. So what do I need to do?
I don't consider myself a psychic. I'm not going to tell you, you know, if you're going to win the lottery.
Right. So what do I need to do?
Well, do you have a question?
I don't know enough to ask a question, except what can you tell me about my current situation?
Well, you have to be a little bit more specific than that, because there's a lot of information in the records. Your current situation, career, relationship. What insight would you want for?
Already started on that, or relationships, or both?
I'm sorry, we were in a delay, and I didn't hear what you just said.
I said career would be fine, or relationships, or both.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Pat.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Houston.
Okay. There's a lot of Pats in Houston, so you don't have to feel... Your privacy is safe with us here.
Would you like me to email you my full name, or...?
Yeah, if you'd like to, that'd be great. But But right now, it's we've got maybe 10 minutes on the show, and then, so I would like to, you know, so email me while I'm talking to you. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay, give that a shot. Anyway, what's important here, Pat, is you need to be able to. Wow, what is this indecision that you have about which way to go with your career?
Well, I've been in the healthcare business for 50 years, since I had my first full-time healthcare job at the age of 5.
Okay.
And my experience over a lifetime in that field is virtually all of the managers or bosses that I've worked for have turned out to be extremely mentally ill, most often even psychopaths. And
In the healthcare industry.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like stuck now. I'm the kind of person that I don't go out and look for trouble, but trouble can find me because I'll get involved in a situation where I'm being required as a condition of employment or ongoing association to lie, cheat, and steal.
Okay.
And when I decline to do that, I am, you know, attacked and run out of Dodge. And I feel sometimes like that Greek guy with the lamp going around looking for an honest man. And, you know, I found some honest people, but they're generally not honest, brave people willing to stand up for the truth. For instance, the last job I had was in a nursing home. My boss went into labor and was gone, and the company pulled in a psychopath as her replacement, and he tried to fire me the same day because the police and the state was in the building investigating complaints, and he was being investigated for obstructing the investigation. So the first thing he did was turn around and blame me because I was the one that had called in the police.
You called the police?
I've not been able to get a job since then, and I don't know if it's because of my age or because I'm being blacklisted or because Spirit wants me to take a whole nother direction that I haven't been able to figure out.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the things that's coming forward is that this pattern with that, what I'm hearing is it's a pattern of the righteous, and the it's coming from the pattern's coming from a past life for you to be able to recreate the situations of integrity and truth. Now, the piece here is about insulating yourself in a way insulating yourself in a way that would put you into a place of protection rather than vulnerable. Now, there's also now did that person actually end up firing you?
Oh yes.
And you didn't you had no recourse on that.
No. And what was even more bizarre was what he physically told me why he was firing me was because I was the one that called the police. And then he said he went around to all the residents of the facility to see if he could get somebody to make a complaint against me. And the only thing he could find was everybody in the building said I was busy all the time, but that they liked me very much, but wished I wasn't so busy so I could spend more time with them. And the only complaint he could find against me was one mentally retarded sex pervert told him that I would not stop what I was doing to let him talk about how much he wanted to fondle my breasts. And that was such a bizarre thing, and he actually told that to the State Unemployment Commission, that that's why he fired me, because I wouldn't stop what I was doing to fondle this man, to listen to this man tell me how much he wanted to fondle my breasts. So I was
Pat,
able to collect unemployment.
And you took no legal action with this, Pat?
Well, what legal action could I take? Texas is a right-to-work state. You don't have any recourse. And I wasn't physically or, you know, mentally or financially able to mount any kind of, you know, defense because I didn't have any money for a lawyer. And this mm-hmm. happened, like, within a week after Hurricane Ike hit here, and I had spent a whole week sleeping on the floor of my office, working 24/7, and this was the thanks I got. So, I mean, you know, it was bizarre, but I've had bizarre things like that happen to me all the time. When it happened, my first thought was, well, maybe Spirit is trying to protect me, you know, somehow, and that I needed to just go along with it. But since then, I've not been able to put anything together.
Well,
I've applied and had interviews, and I'm extremely well qualified for everything I've applied for. And I don't know if I've been told it's probably my age, that no one wants to hire somebody that's over 60 years old because they'll have to pay too much for their insurance. But I don't know what's the spiritual level of it. I don't know if I'm being protected, sheltered, or if I'm need to find a completely different direction, and I just haven't been able to find the direction. I don't know what's up, so that's why I asked.
Right, and we have about 3 minutes left of the show. So here's the short version. It really is going to be very important for you to not think about the past. It's really about moving forward. You have to decide what makes your heart sing and recreate yourself. This is the time for recreation. And it's about taking all the skills that you have and moving into a spiritual place of a knowing of what you truly want to do. There's many
ways. Well, I know what I want to do. I just don't have the resources to do it.
And what is it you want to do?
Oh, well, we don't have enough time, but it would take another person and a lot of money to be able to do it.
Well, then maybe you need to modify that to something that you can do so that you can work up to that. The reality here is that you're stuck in a place that you can't get out of.
Exactly.
And you're stuck in a place you can't get out of because you keep telling yourself the same story, and you're like a hamster running on a wheel. And until you change your story, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I don't know what you mean by change my story.
Because what's happening is you're constantly telling yourself what you can't do rather than what you can do.
I don't know about that.
Well, what's being said, well, that's basically, you know, what's being said here is, oh, I have to go, but what's being said is that you have to be able to decide what it is that you want to do that you can do today or tomorrow and work up to the bigger dream rather than sit and say, well, this happened to me in the past, so therefore I can't do anything here and I can't do anything there because it's too big. So what in the middle can you do that'll make your heart sing?
That will what?
Make your heart sing. Bring you joy. You're at two ends of the spectrums, Pat. you're at what you went through, which is really unfair, and you say, I can't do that, but what I really want to do is going to take another person and too much money. And so you're stuck at either end of the spectrum.
And oh, well, yeah, but you. I haven't been sitting there not trying to find something in the meantime.
Right, no, and we're not talking about the interviews. We're talking about from a spiritual point of view, what would you be able to do that would be a portion of the bigger dream that would make your heart feel good?
Well, I don't have any portion of that available to me right now.
Okay, well then, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry that you called at the very end, but I have to go. And so all I can tell you is that there's got to be a piece of something that you can do from a spiritual point of view that will help you feel better and help you move forward into your dream. And the comment that's coming is one positive action, as small as it might be, is worth 1,000 positive thoughts. So you need to take some type of an action that makes you feel good about you toward your dream, even as impossible as you think it is. And as long as you continue to think that the dream is impossible, it will be so.
Well, I don't believe it's impossible. I only know that it's not, I mean, I don't have anything I can grab.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
I have another.
Hello?
I have to go. Because it just beat me that I have to get off the phone.
All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Take care. I'm sorry, folks. Here's what's important for us to know as we close the show out. We all have choices to make, and we have to look at where we're holding our space of not being able to move. We have to look at what's holding us back. And be willing to just release it. The more we relive what happened to us in the past and blame someone else for our misfortune, the more we do that, the more we stay stuck. So whether it was whether it's about holding on to fear and anger and neglect from the past, or whether it's holding on for unfairness of the past, we need to be able to say this happened, and find out what the core issue and what the gift was in that wounding, and then we need to find out what that gift was and move forward. And it's not about not being compassionate; it's about finding what you need to make you feel good. And if I had more time, I'd be able to talk to you about it. But I'm right on the hour and I've got to go. And I love you all and I'm so sorry that we can't continue this, but maybe next week we'll continue talking about it because it's an important piece and we all need to be able to release that which no longer serves us so we can move forward. Okay. I love you all. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Bye-bye.